Greetings and welcome to the second episode of the Honor and Heal podcast. I am your host, Carmela. I hope that you all really enjoyed the first episode, and I want to thank you all for tuning in and tapping back in with me for this episode. And if there are any new listeners, the Honor and Heal podcast is all about taking the much needed time to honor yourself and incorporate herbs and sound healing into your journey. In this podcast, the herbs are the guest. There is a sound selection in every episode by yours truly, and I have the great pleasure and honor of sharing the amazing poetry of Clover Mills and having singer-songwriter Carlina Covington lead us in affirmations to conclude every episode. And so I just want to take this time out, because I know that Carlina is listening, to just have a formal request to make all of these affirmations an EP. When I first hit Carlina up to ask her to contribute to this podcast, she was on board without any hesitation. And I just came up with affirmations that I say to myself with a little remix of things that I've heard. And she just did her thing, and they all sound amazing. So I know people are going to want to just rise up and listen to an affirmation without having to listen to the whole podcast, even though, you know, that would be nice. Give me another listener too. So yeah, this is my formal request to have Carlina make an EP out of all of these affirmations. And I've been taking a liking to naming the episodes after the affirmations, so I think I will continue to do that. And without further ado, let's dive into our guest for today's episode. Our first guest is the Whorehound. Whorehound is native to Britain and is a part of the mint family. It is a very bushy herb. It has branching stems and crinkly leaves that are covered with like dense white hairs. The leaves bloom with clusters of tiny white flowers, and it's very soft and woolly to the touch. And one of the main benefits of whorehound is its ability to serve as an expectorant for the lungs, and the leaves and the flowers can be used in a tea to help ease asthmatic phlegm or stubborn cough, shortness of breath. I also recently found out that whorehound is also a smokable herb. So I think it would be great to use this in combination with, if you do smoke cannabis, or just also in combination with any smokable herbal blend that you have. I have something here that one of my really good friends got for me, and it has like organic red raspberry leaf and peppermint and mullein and rose petals. So I think that whorehound would be a great complement to that sort of mix. I haven't tried it yet. I haven't actually tried it on its own as a smokable herb, but it's something that I will definitely experiment with in the future. So another one of the great benefits of whorehound, which is why I wanted to feature it in this episode, and One of the reasons why I know about it at all is because throughout the ages, it has been used to treat urinary fibroids. And I know that this is something that a lot of women deal with across the United States. And it's something that I deal with as well, something that I want to really see if I can combat naturally instead of having to have surgery. I've sort of gone through that before in a similar but much graver situation. I, 6 years ago, had a 6-pound cancerous tumor on my right ovary, and I got the tumor removed along with my right ovary. And at that time, I was already vegetarian, but I decided to be like strict raw vegan and just be really intentional about what I put into my body to fuel it. And I started to do research on different natural remedies that could help my body already excel at the things that it's good at doing. You know, the body is so amazing. It's such a work of art. You know, you can put it through so much stress and it still shows up with up for you in the best way possible. So on my own journey to seek natural remedies to sort of help with the dis-ease that was going on in my body, I found things like whorehound and hyssop and yellow dock that all have in common its ability to treat fibroids or help with tumors. And so even though I am not a raw vegan at this stage in my life, I do my best to create some sort of balance and not consume too many foods that I know contribute to uterine fibroids. And we're human, so if I do have a celebratory dessert or whatever it may be, I just make sure that I create some sort of balance to compensate for that. So what that looks like for me is a huge glass of whorehound or hyssop tea or a yoni steam, which I'll talk more about later in the episode. So the last thing that I will mention about the herb whorehound is that it has traditionally been an herb of prestige. It was given a place of honor by Egyptian priests who called whorehound the eye of the star, the bull's blood, and the seed of Horus. It was such an esteemed herb. It was thought to dispel magic. It's apparently back in a time where sudden illnesses were thought of as magic spells, whorehound would be used to quote unquote dispel that magic. And I think that because it's an expectorant for your lungs, that if anyone had suddenly had, you know, a whooping cough or extreme shortness of breath, like you could make a whorehound tea and sort of really ease that pretty quickly. So I think that it's really awesome that historically it has been thought of as such an esteemed herb. And that brings me to the second guest of the podcast, which is hyssop. And hyssop and whorehound have a lot of things in common. One of them being that hyssop, of course, as I mentioned before, has been used to help with fibroids, but it is also an herb of prestige and has traditionally been called the holy herb or the sacred herb. And throughout my research, I read that in the Bible records, it says, "Purge me with hyssop and I will be clean." Hyssop is truly like a powerhouse herb. It definitely has a cleansing property to it, which we'll get in a little bit later. But hyssop is like an evergreen, bushy perennial that's native to Southern Europe. Also, it is a member of the mint family along with horehound, and it has these amazing like leaves and like whorls of blue flowers that kind of also I've seen in pictures have like a purple hue to it as well, so it kind of gives like a look of lavender, which is just a very beautiful herb. So going into more about the benefits, this is a respiratory system cleanser. It is used to purge the chest of stubborn phlegm, and it is mainly used to maintain a very healthy respiratory system. And it does this by strengthening the mucous membrane and reducing inflammation. Along with horehound, the leaves and even the stems can be used in a tea as a cleansing remedy for asthmatic attacks and even allergic reactions. I also read that combined with horehound, it's a 1-2 TKO to relieving chronic chest congestion. Hyssop is antiviral and used to treat the disease of the herpes simplex. Along with it being antiviral, it also has antibacterial and antifungal properties. So I think this may be another herb that would be good to do a yoni steam with if you are experiencing any sort of discomfort or you just want to do some self-care. A yoni steam is a perfect way to do that. A yoni steam and a cup of tea, that is a whole vibe. So our next and final herb of the show today is yellow dock. And yellow dock is grown in the United States, but it's like found on the roadside and ditches and dry areas. I also read somewhere they call yellow dock a weed. So it may be one of these things that we may see on the side of the road and may not even know how powerful its medicinal properties may be. So yellow dock has these long leaves that they rise straight up from the roots and they sort of curl at the edges. So it's also known as like curly dock or curl dock. And one of its most standout features is it has these very vibrant orange roots that kind of stem up or stand up. The pictures that I've seen, it's a very all these herbs are beautiful, but this, the vibrant orange color is just magnificent. It really stands out. It's a really beautiful herb. And getting into its benefits, yellow dock has a tremendous source of iron in the root of the herb, and so it has been used to help with anemia. And one of the properties that it has in common with hyssop is that it's also sort of a cleansing and detoxifying herb, and it has been used as a fast-acting laxative to help not only soothe the stomach, but to remove waste and toxins, and also relieve any lymph congestion be feeling. I also read that in conjunction with its like cleansing and detoxifying properties, there's also sort of like a spiritual element that is thought of when you are using yellow dock. I read that yellow dock also helps to expel and cleanse out emotional waste, which goes back to my firm belief in everything being connected and how we can hold on to emotions that we may have attached to stories that end up being stuck in our muscles and in our bodies. And so having a very powerful herb like yellow dock that not only helps to cleanse your physical body out, but also to, well, you know, cleanse the body mind. It cleanses out yourself emotionally as well as physically. Another just amazing property is that yellow dock can also be used topically on the skin. Like, you can have a tea bath to help if you're experiencing any sort of itchy skin, or if it's used as like a cool tea, it can help to reduce inflammation and skin conditions like psoriasis and eczema. And so I always like to set up the optimal self-care vibe. So I'm just thinking as I'm talking that if you experience any sort of skin discomfort from psoriasis or eczema, just running a yellow dock infused bath along with a cool cup of tea is treating two ailments with one herb, which we love. And then just think if you were to follow that up with a yoni steam that has hyssop in it while you're smoking a herbal blend that has horehound in it. So just giving you some ideas out there, because I am all about opulence and excellence when it comes to self-care. So that concludes our herb segment of this episode. I really wanted to highlight this trio of herbs because, one, as I mentioned before, they have a lot of benefits in common. And it was something that in my own personal journey I used to help treat and help with the dis-ease of fibroids. So you or anyone that you may know is also experiencing the discomfort of fibroids, I would really just encourage you to get your hands on some horehound or hyssop or yellow dock from your trusted herb dealer, okay? And just make a tea out of it. I will say, like, these teas are definitely not may not be the best tasting teas, but I think because I know how powerful they are and its medicinal properties, that I have no problem intaking it. And so I'm not perfect, but I definitely do my best to incorporate either all three of these herbs in a tea or at least one throughout my daily practice. It may not happen every day, but I really try to make a regimen into giving my body the things that it needs to excel properly. Next, we have one of my favorite parts is the sound selection by yours truly. I will be using the esophageal frequency of 174 hertz and 285 hertz in this sound selection. And just to give you a little bit of a background on the 174 hertz, it is known to relieve back pain, migraine, stress, and is used to invigorate emotional power, reduce emotional pain, and promote a sense of safety and unconditional love. The esophageal frequency of 285 hertz is known to help heal damaged tissues in the form of burns, cuts, fractures, or sprains, and it sends a message of rapid repair to restructure and bring back to original form. It is also known to rejuvenate your aura and your energetic field. And none of this was really planned. I usually just pick the esophageal tubes of my latest YouTube videos. So shameless plug, if you love a good relax, relate, release, and then sleep, tune into the Honor and Heal YouTube channel where I sort of pair these esophageal frequencies with nature soundscapes. And it's just really relaxing and rewarding. But I think that these two frequencies really pair well with the herbs that I mentioned in this episode. So without further ado, let's get into the sound selection. And I did this in the first episode, and so I want to just kind of continue this as well. Something to marinate on or meditate on as you listen to the sound selection. I have a question that I would like to ask, and that question is, who have you and who do you truly love unconditionally? Thank you all for tuning into that sound selection. And next, I have the honor of presenting the amazing poetry from Clover Mills.
This poem is called "My Face Still Soft and My Heart Still Warm." Even still, even here, whipped by wind and leather and dust, a golden lock, key, hole. There is gold in this hill. There's gold in my mountains. There's gold under moss and between toes, every river and inevitable ocean, a man-made lake, a man-made lack. When I go, I will grip my cold gray hand so tight, lean down to smell my breath so rosy, my skin so clean, my face still soft and my heart still warm, my face still hearty and my softness still warm, melting into dirt, returning, returning to cold, to molten lava, to the tide pools in Atlantis, as I have before and will once more.
Thank you so much, Clover, for that poetry selection. So beautiful. I am in immense gratitude. It's something about their poetry that really gives me this space to be still and reflect that I really enjoy, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to share their artwork, their poetry, with the podcast. And so to conclude this second episode, we have Carlina Covington leading us in the affirmation, "I choose grace as I evolve every day." And it's one of my favorite affirmations that has really helped me throughout the ebbs and flow of life within these recent months. And I encourage everyone to honor themselves by giving themselves grace as they evolve and elevate.
I give myself grace as I evolve every day. I give myself grace. I give myself grace. I give myself grace as I evolve every day. I give myself grace. Myself grace as I evolve every day. I give myself grace. I give myself grace. I give myself grace as I evolve every day. I give myself myself grace as I evolve every day. I give myself grace. I give myself grace. I give myself as I evolve. I give myself grace. I give myself grace. I give myself grace.
Thank you all so very much for tuning into another episode of the Honor and Heal podcast. I am in immense gratitude and very thankful for Carlina and Clover, and I hope that you all will continue to tap in with me and hopefully use some of the information that I have provided and incorporated into your daily practice and healing journeys. And until next time, thank you so much.